I've been really enjoying having meals with you and meeting each one of you.
能够跟大家一起的用餐，能够跟大家见面谈话，实在是令我很高兴的事。
And I'm glad that every one of you has been coming to each of the presentations faithfully.
而且呢，我看见每一个人很忠诚的，每一堂的聚会都来参加。
I'm going to be sharing another experience that happened to me in the mission field.
再次呢，我要跟大家分享，就是我在布道工作的时候的经验。
And what it will teach you is that there is one truth.
它会教导你的一件事，就是只有一个真理。
And that is the Bible.
就是圣经。
But there is also one truth that helps you to understand the Bible.
而且呢，还有一项的真理使你能够理解圣经。
And you will find that that one truth is so simple.
你会发现到这一项的真理是这么的简单。
That whether you are old or young, you will be able to apply it.
不管你是年少的或者是年老的，你都能够使用它。
Let us begin with a word of prayer.
让我们以一个祷告来作为开始。
I am going to kneel. Please bow your heads with me.
请大家跟我会跪下来祷告，但是请大家跟我一起低头。
Loving Father in heaven,
爱我们的父上帝，
we cannot understand anything without your help.
我们不，你没有帮助我们的话，我们就不能够明白任何的事。
And I pray that right now you would speak to us.
现在我的祷告是你能够向我们说话。
Help us to understand your truth.
让我们能够明白您的真理。
That we might be able to practice it.
让我们能够去实行它。
And share it with others.
并且能够和别人分享。
Is my prayer in Jesus' name.
这是我的祷告，奉耶稣的名。Amen.
Well, it begins back in Peru.
我们又回到秘鲁。
And our group was from many different countries.
我们的这一组呢，这群人呢，是从不同的国家来的。
And we did many things together.
而且呢，我们一起做了很多事。
We ate together.
我们一同吃饭。
We did ministry together.
我们一同的工作。
We visited the houses of the church members together.
而且我们一同去探访教友的家庭。
And what they wanted to do was they wanted to do not only medical work, but they wanted us to do evangelism in the churches.
他们不只是要我们做医药的工作，也要我们在教会里面做布道的工作。
And they decided they were going to send us out two at a time.
然后呢，他们决定呢，要把我们两个两个的派出去。
One who could speak Spanish and one who could not.
一组呢是能够讲西班牙话的，一组是不能够讲西班牙话的。
Now I happen to speak both English and Spanish fluently.
我能够说两种的语言，就是西班牙话和英语。
So they said, Tim, you can go by yourself.
然后他们就说好吧，你就一个人去好了。
I said, hey, that's not fair.
我就说哈，那不太公平吧。
I want to have someone to support me too.
因为我也想要人能够跟我同伴。
But not only did they send me off by myself.
他们不只是派我单独的出去。
They sent me to the very remotest part of Peru.
而且呢，把我派到秘鲁这最偏僻的一个地方。
The church there did not even have walls.
那一个教会啊，甚至是连墙都没有的。
Not even a floor.
没有地板的。
And I remember sitting in the church.
我还记得呢，我坐在那个教堂里。
And I was thinking, I wonder who's going to give Sabbath school.
我就在想呢，谁会主持安息日学的教导呢？
Or who's going to give the sermon?
谁会讲道呢？
Now, if any of you have ever visited a third world country.
如果有些人探访过第三世界的国家。
If you are the visitor,
如果你是个这个来宾，
who gives the sermon?
那么谁会证道呢？
You.
就是你。
Who teaches Sabbath school?
谁教导安息日学学课呢？
You.
就是你。
Special music, children's story.
孩童的故事，然后特别的音乐。
So after all of church was over,
所以当整堂的聚会完毕之后，
we had lunch at the head elder's house.
然后我们就在这个首席长老的家里吃饭。
And basically, we came back to church.
然后过后我们就回到教堂。
And they kept going.
然后他们继续。
Because in these countries, church does not end at 12 o'clock.
因为呢，在这些国家呀，他们的聚会呢，不是在十二点就完了。
Church goes all day long.
就是一整天的聚会。
And so church finally finished after the sun went down.
所以当太阳下山了之后呢，聚会才完毕。
They just finished Vespers.
然后他们在夕阳会过后。
And something that really touched my heart.
令我很感动的一件事。
Was that they did not even do any announcements on the Sabbath.
他们甚至在安息日也不做任何的报告。
They waited for the sun to set and then they made their announcements.
就是在太阳下山之后呢，他们才做报告。
Everything on the Sabbath was for God and God alone.
每一件在安息天所进行的事就单单是为上帝的。
So after the sun had set,
然后太阳下山了。
They said, okay, we're going to talk about prayer meeting for next quarter.
然后他们就说我们要讨论在下一季的祷告会。
And they held up a book.
然后他们就拿了一本书起来。
And the book was called Cosmic Conflict.
这本书呢叫做宇宙之争。
And it was one of those old books from the 60s.
就是在60年代出版的一些旧书。
Where the Adventist Church tried to publish lots of the Spirit of Prophecy under different titles.
其实呢，我们本会呢，用不同的名字呢，去印出出版这些怀艾伦的著作。
And it wasn't very successful.
可是呢，却不太成功。
So all these books ended up in third world countries.
所以呢，这些书呢，最后都到了第三世界。
And I remember sitting down in the church.
我还记得当时我就坐在教堂里。
As they were going over this book.
然后他们就读这本书。
It's actually The Great Controversy.
其实就是善恶之争这本书。
And they are going to be studying The Great Controversy for prayer meeting next quarter.
而且呢，下一季的祷告会呢，他们就会研读这本善恶之争。
And I remember listening to two church members that were sitting next to me.
我还记得当时有两位教友坐在我的身边。
And they said, oh, how I wish we could have that book.
然后他们告诉我，我多么的希望能够拥有这本书。
And I heard the other one say, yeah, I would give anything for that book.
另外一个人告诉，就跟另外一个人说啊，我能够愿意付出任何的代价要得到这本书。
I said, what do you mean?
我说你是什么意思呢？
You're going to get the book for prayer meeting next quarter.
我讲下一季的祷告会你就会得到这本书啦。
And they said, no, Tim, you don't understand.
他们就告诉我说 Tim, 你实在是不明白。
We have to pay for our own books.
我们都要为我们所拥有的书付钱。
Even the Sabbath school lesson.
就算是安息日学学课。
We have to pay for.
我们都是要买的。
Our Bibles, our hymnals, we have to pay for all of that.
我们的圣经，我们的诗歌簿，全部都是要买的。
And we don't have the money.
我们没钱买。
They said, Tim, we could work from now until next quarter and not have enough money to buy that book.
Tim, 你知道吗？我们从现在开始工作赚钱，赚到下一季，我们还不能够赚到足够的钱来买这本书。
And I said, well, what would you do if you had the book?
我就问他，如果你有这本书，那么你要做什么呢？
And they said, oh,If we had this book, we would study it every day.
他说，如果我有这本书的话，那我每天都要读它。
We would share it with our family.
我们能够跟我的家人分享。
And we would share it with our friends and neighbors.
还有跟我的朋友，跟我的邻居分享。
And we would come prepared every Wednesday night to share about the great controversy.
然后呢，每个星期三晚上祷告会的时候，我们会准备好的来这边分享。
I said, what would you be willing to give for the book?
我就问他，你愿意付出什么代价得到这本书呢？
Oh, we would give anything.
他说，任何代价。
We would work.
我可以工作。
We would give the things that we have.
我所有的东西你都可以拿。
Just to get the book.
好让我能够得到这本书。
What we want more than anything is to be able to have that book and come to prayer meeting.
我所心里所最大的愿望呢，就是能够得到这本书，然后带到祷告会来。
And so I remember going back to my hotel.
然后我就回到我的旅店。
And I went to a friend of mine. I said, "Do you have two copies of The Great Controversy?"
然后我就去问我的朋友，你有没有两本的《善恶之争》呢？
And he said, "Sure."
他说有啊。
And so he gave me the two copies of the book.
然后他就把这两本书给了我。
And I took the books and I gave it to the pastor of that church.
然后我就把那本书呢拿给了教会的牧师。
And I said, these books are for two of your church members.
我说这两本书呢是给你教会的两个教友的。
It is for Heidi and for Corey, the two church members that were sitting next to me.
这就是两个坐在我身边的那两位教友。
He said, thank you very much.
他说谢谢你。
I will make sure that they get the books.
我呢肯定会让他们得到这两本书。
How many of you have ever gotten a book?
有多少人得到这本书过？
Now, how many of you have ever gotten the book but not read it? Don't raise your hand.
有多少人拥有这本书可是却从来没有读过的？你不需要举手。
And then the person who gave you the book says, Oh, do you remember that book I gave you?
如果那个送你这本书的人问你，你记得吗？我送你的那本书。
And you get a little nervous.
然后你就觉得有点紧张。
Because you know what they're going to ask you.
因为你知道他要问你什么。
Have you read the book yet?
你读了那本书吗？
And you're like, I read part of it so far. And really, you just like read the back cover or something like that.
然后你就口吃的回答说，哦，我就读了这么一部分，可能你是读了最后的那一页而已。
Now, how many of you have ever given someone a book?
有多少人曾经把这本书送给别人？
And what do you hope they're going to do with it?
那么你希望那个人收到书的人做什么呢？
Of course, they're going to read it.
当然你希望那个人去读这本书。
But how many of you have given a book and the person has never read it?
你有多少人送出了这本书可是那个收到书的人却没有读到这本书呢？
That's happened to me. And so, I can tell you, what do you think I was wondering after a few days?
那么我可以告诉你，那几天之后你想我心里在想什么呢？
I was wondering if Heidi and Corey had started reading it.
我心里就在想啊，这 Heidi 和 Corey 他们拿了书之后读了吗？
But I wasn't sure if I was going to see them again.
可是我就不肯定我能够再见到他们。
So we ended up having a meeting 3 or 4 days later.
然后三十天之后呢，我们就有了一场的聚会。
And we were doing a clinic and seeing patients again.
然后这次我们再次的在做这个医疗的工作。
But this was in the middle of the city, so all the church members could come and help.
就是在一个城市的中心，然后所有教会的代表呢就来帮忙这个工作。
And I noticed that
我就注意到
Heidi and Corey were there helping out.
我就看见 Heidi 和 Corey 他们两个人呢就在那边帮忙。
They were helping out with hydrotherapy.
他们就帮忙做水疗。
And after a while, when things were not too busy, I walked over to them.
然后过了一阵子不太忙的时候，我就走到他们那里去。
And I said, "Oh, did you get the book that I sent you guys through the pastor?"
然后我就问他们，你有没有拿到我叫你们牧师传给你们的书啊？
Oh, thank you so much for the book.
他们就说非常的感谢您给我们那本书。
That's the best present we could ever get.
这是我们所能得到的最好的礼物。
And I said, "Oh, but did you read it?"
我就问他们，你们读了吗？
And they said, we started reading it the first day we got it.
第一天我们收到书就开始读了。
We've read it with our families.
跟我们的家人一起读了。
And we've already shared it with all of our friends.
而且呢，跟我们所有的朋友都分享了。
And as they were kind of talking about the book,
然后我们就在那边讨论这本书。
I really stopped hearing them for a while.
然后我就停止听他们。
And I walked away for a moment.
然后我就走开了一阵子。
And I had to just be by myself for a few minutes. I had to be by myself for a few minutes.
因为我必须要独自的一阵子。
And the reason why?
原因是什么呢？
It's not because they read the book.
并不是因为他们读了这本书。
I mean, that made me feel good.
可能这件事令我感觉得很高兴。
It's not even because they were so excited about it.
也不是因为他们对得到这本书那么的兴奋。
It's not even that they had shared it.
也不是因为他们跟别人分享了这本书。
I mean, I've given books to people before.
我曾经给过很多人的书。
And they've enjoyed it.
而且他们都很喜欢这些书。
They've been blessed.
他们都得到了福分。
But there was something very, very special about this situation.
可是呢，在这情况下呢，却有一件事是非常特别的。
And what I'm going to share with you is that I had to walk away because I actually started crying.
我要跟大家分享的是我必须要走开一阵子是因为我开始哭了。
Because at that moment, God taught me the secret, of one truth.
就在那一个时候呢上帝教导了我一件事就是一个真理。
It's the one truth that will help you to understand the Bible.
就是这一项真理能够帮助我们明白圣经。
And I can tell you that one truth was taught me by those two church members.
而这一项真理呢，就是这两位教友教导我的。
And I will never forget it as long as I live.
我一生呢都不会忘记他们所教导我的这一个。
Because what broke my heart was not that they wanted the book.
并不是他们那么想要那本书感动了我。
What broke my heart was the fact that Heidi and Corey are 6 years old and 9 years old.
令我非常感动的就是这两个教友呢，一个是九岁，一个是六岁。
And they wanted the great controversy more than anything else.
而他们心中最想望得到的是这本《善恶之争》。
And at that moment, God told me something.
就在那一个时刻，上帝教导我了一件事。
I realized that I did not love God like they did.
我发现到我爱上帝还比不上他们那么多。
God's word was not first place in my heart like it was in theirs.
上帝的话呢，在我的心里面还没有像他们那样站在第一位。
And I was ashamed.
我觉得很惭愧。
Because I did not understand God's word.
因为我没有明白上帝的话。
Because I did not possess the one truth that these two little girls did.
因为我没有拥有那唯一的一项真理，就好像这两个小女孩所拥有的。
Open your Bibles with me.
让我们翻到圣经。
We will learn what the truth is.
我们来学习什么是真理。
Psalm 119.
在诗篇119篇。
And I want to tell you that Dr. Pippen and I did not talk together about our presentations.
我要告诉大家的是，皮皮博士呢跟我其实没有商量要讲什么。
But as I've realized, the Holy Spirit did understand what we were going to present.
可是呢，我发现到圣灵的确了解我们所要啊跟大家分享的是什么。
Heidi and Corey had one purpose.
Heidi and Corey 这两个女孩呢，她们只有一个目的。
What did they want?
她们要的是什么呢？是什么呢
？What did they want?
她们要的是什么呢
？Yes, the book.
就是那一本书。
They didn't want a doll.
她们不要一个洋娃娃。
They didn't want toys.
或者是玩具。
They want a cell phone.
或者是手机。
They wanted the great controversy.
他们要的竟然是《善恶之争》这本书。
And they were possessed of one purpose.
他们心里面有只有一个目标。
Psalm 119 verse 99 says, "I have more understanding than all my teachers, because your testimonies are my meditation."
诗篇119篇第99节，我比我的师父更通达，因为我思想你的法度。
What does it mean to meditate?
思想是什么意思呢？
How many things are you thinking about when you're meditating about something?
当你思想或者默想一件事的时候，你心里想的是多少件事呢？
One thing, right?
就是一件事。
Does anyone know what a mantra is?
有多少人知道
People go, om, om, right? Om is a mantra.
有多少人知道这个 mantra, 这个是什么吗？就是他们这样子做。
Now that's the bad kind of meditation.
其实这种冥想呢，是不好的一种冥想。
But the purpose of the mantra is to focus your mind on one thing.
这种冥想法呢，就是它要把你的思想呢，全部集中在一点。
And that is the one truth that helps to open the Bible.
其实就是这一个一项的真理能够为你打开圣经。
Heidi and Corey wanted only God.
Heidi and Corey 这两女孩呢，她们只要上帝。
They meditated. They focused all of their thoughts on the great controversy.
她们默想，她们把所有的思想集中在一点上，就是那一本善恶之争。
Would you like to be smarter than your teachers?
你想不想比你的师父更加通达呢？
Then make God's word.Your one purpose.
那么你要把上帝的话当作你唯一的目标。
When you study God's word,
当你研究上帝的话，
it is not driving to work,
并不是说驾车去上班，
and you put in the Bible on tape and you listen to it,
然后你把圣经呢放到这个录音机里面，然后就开始听，
while you're eating your cereal,
或者是你在吃早餐麦片，
and putting on your makeup,
然后就放在那边。
That's not meditating.
那不是默想。
Because you're focused on 5 different things.
因为在那个时候，你的思想里面有五种东西。
You need to have one purpose.
你必须要有一个目标。
And that is to understand God's word.
就是要明白上帝的话。
Luke chapter 10 verse 42.
在路加福音第十章四十二节。
Jesus says, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her.
路加福音第十章第四十二节，这里说到马大，但不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择了，那上好的福分是不能够夺去的。
When Jesus said these words, what was Mary doing?
当耶稣这么说的时候，玛利亚在做什么呢？
Was she doing the dishes?
她是不是在洗碗呢？
Maybe preparing the food?
还是在煮菜，煮饭呢？
She was sitting at the feet of Jesus.
她是坐在耶稣的脚前。
Listening to every single word that came from his mouth.
细心地聆听耶稣口中所出的每一句话。
And if you think about it, how many things do we really need?
如果你深思一下的话，到底我们所需要的有多少件事呢？
What was that good part that Jesus was talking about?
耶稣这里所说上好的福分是什么呢？
Great Controversy 599. Understanding of Bible truth depends not so much on the power of intellect brought to the search as on the singleness of purpose. How many purposes?One, it's a single purpose. The earnest longing after righteousness.
在三日之真英文本第五百九十九面，这边说到，要能够理解圣经的真理，并不那么多在于运用人的资历，而是更在乎拥有单一的目标和对公义热切的追求。
Treasure every ray of light.
要珍惜每一线的亮光。
Cherish every desire of the soul after God.
培养心灵深处对上帝的每一个渴望，这是在教会箴言第八卷三百一十七面英文。
What does it mean to treasure something, to cherish something?
珍惜是什么意思呢？
Is this your treasure?
这圣经是不是你所珍爱的呢？
When you open God's word,
当你打开上帝的话，
Is it the one thing you desire more than anything else?
是不是你所渴望超出其他任何事物的一件事呢？
I can tell you right now, it wasn't for me.
我可以告诉你，对我来说这不是。
And it took a six-year-old to teach me that.
可是呢，必须要有一个六岁的小女孩来教导我这一门功课。
That I did not love God's word.
就是我没有爱上帝的话。
But I'm so thankful that God taught me that lesson through the children.
可是呢，我很感谢上帝，就是上帝借用使用了这小孩，教导了我这一项的功课。
Because now I do cherish every ray of light he gives me.
因为现在我开始学习珍惜每一线上帝所给我的亮光。
It's something special.
这是非常特别的。
And it will always be.
而且永远都是。
The second thing I learned from Heidi and Corey.
第二件我从 Heidi 和 Corey 身上所学习到的功课。
When they got the book, what did they do?
当他们拿到那本书之后，他们做什么呢？
Did it go on their shelf and gather dust?
是不是放到书架上去积灰尘呢？
What did they do when they got the book?
他们得到了那本书之后，他们做什么呢？
They read it.
他们就去读这本书。
And you and I, when we receive truth,
你和我
to understand it, we must act on it.
当我们接受了真理，我们必须要去行出来。
Psalm 119 verse 100.
在诗篇一百一十九篇第一百节。
I understand more than the ancients.
我比年老的更明白。
You know, who are the ancients?
谁是年老的呢？
They're those guys that are 100 and something years old, their beard goes all the way down here.
就是那些一百多岁胡须很长的老人。
And they like know what your answer, know what the answer is before you ask your question.
他们就是在你还没有问问题之前，他就知道你的答案了。
And how can you understand more than those people?
你要怎样比这些人更明白呢？
Because you keep God's precepts.
因为我守了你的训词。
My father is a very wise man.
我的父亲是一个很有智慧的人。
And he told me, Tim, to know and not to do is not really yet to know.
他告诉我说，只是知道却没有去行，根本就不算知道。
John 7:17.
在约翰福音十七章第十七第七章第十七节。
If any man will do his will, he will know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself.
在约翰福音第七章第十七节，这边说到，人若立志 遵着他的旨意行，就必晓得这教训，或是出于上帝，或是我凭着自己说的。
In order to truly know God's truth,
我们要真正的了解上帝的真理。
We must act on it.
我们必须要去行出来。
Now that seems very simple.
这看起来是非常的简单。
But this is an important concept.
但是这是非常重要的一个概念。
Whenever men are not in word and deed seeking to be in harmony with God, then however learned they may be, they are liable to err in their understanding of Scripture, and it is not safe to trust their explanations.
一个人不管多么有学问，只要他们不在言语行为上寻求与上帝和谐，那他们就有很大的可能性会对圣经的理解上犯错，因此信任他们对圣经的解释是不安全的。这是在实际救主117面英文本。
Once one friend asked us and says, "Well, what if I'm not sure about something?"
有一个朋友就这么问我，如果我对一些事情不太肯定的话，要怎么办呢？
What if I don't know if something is right or wrong?
如果我不知道什么是对，什么是错，要怎么办？
The key to understanding what you don't know
is
to act on what you do know.
要去了解你所不知道的这个秘诀是在哪里呢？就是去行你所知道的。
I'll give you an example.
我给大家举个例子。
I give health lectures.
我常常都给人讲健康的讲座。
And I always give time for questions and answers.
每次呢都会给大家发问。
And something that comes up in every health seminar.
每一次健康讲座里面提出来的问题。
Is they say, Dr. Riesenberger.
他们就会问。
I want you to talk about mushrooms.
Tim 医生啊，我要你谈论有关于蘑菇。
Should we eat mushrooms or are they not good for you?
我们应该吃蘑菇吗？还是吃蘑菇是不好的？
Because I don't know if the Bible or Spirit of Prophecy talks about mushrooms.
因为我不知道圣经里面还是预言之灵里面有没有谈论到蘑菇。
And you know what my reaction to that is?
可是你知道吗？我的反应是如何呢？
Don't worry about the mushrooms.
实在不需要去担心有关于蘑菇这回事。
The people that are asking these questions,
那些问这样的问题的人，
they're still smoking and drinking alcohol.
他们还在抽烟喝酒。
And eating meat.
吃肉。
And they're doing all these other things that are obviously not good for you.
而且呢，做这一切在很明显的是对他们不好的事情。
But they want to know about mushrooms.
可是他们呢，在担心有关于蘑菇这回事。
And that's what you and I do.
这就是你和我常做的事。
There's something in our life.
在我们的生活中。
And we're not obeying it.
我们不去顺从上帝。
So in order to distract ourselves from it, we focus on the mushrooms.
因为我们要把我们的注意力转移到这些重要的事情上面，我们就去关注那些蘑菇。
Instead of doing what we know is right.
而不去行那些我们知道是对的事情。
God is never going to tell you about the mushrooms.
上帝不会告诉你有关于蘑菇这回事。
Until you obey the other things that are obvious.
除非呢，你去遵行那一些很明显的指示。
I was giving a health lecture one time in Holland.
有一次我在荷兰呢，就给健康讲座。
And I remember a doctor came up to me afterwards. He was so happy about the lecture.
然后我就记得在这一堂聚会之后呢，有一个医生就上前来，他很高兴这个讲座。
I had shared with him why I thought Ellen White was a prophet.
我就在那里分享了为什么我相信怀艾伦是一位先知。
And I took some of the things she said about health.
然后我就把他所说有关于健康的事提出来。
And I compared it to JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association.
然后呢，我就把他所说的跟这个美国的这个医学杂志呢所提出来的相比较。
Ellen White gave her information in 1860s, 1870s.
他所说的在1860年、1870年左右所给的这些指示。
I had an article from JAMA in 1935.
那是在1935年出版的医学杂志。
And Ellen White says here in 1870s, cigarettes are bad for you, they affect your lungs, they cause cancer, all these other bad things.
在1870年呢，怀艾伦已经告诉我们抽烟是对身体健康不好的。
JAMA 1935.
而在这个美国的医学杂志是在1935年。
Cigarettes are good for asthma.
还提到说呢，抽烟是对哮喘病是好的。
It's true, that's what it says in the article.
在那一个医学杂志里面竟然是这样子的教导。
And I had this doctor come up to me.
然后这个医生就上前来。
And he's convinced, he says, Tim, I know people accept Ellen White when they see the article from JAMA, so I want that article.
然后他说，人们如果看见这个医学杂志的那篇文章的话，我相信人们会相信华艾伦。我想要这篇文章。
I want them to see the wisdom that God has given us in the health message.
我要让他们看见上帝给我们在这个健康信息上里的智慧。
You know, I never gave him that article.
你知道吗？我根本没有给他那一份文章。
And there is a reason.
是有个原因的。
Because I thought it would be better for him.To marry the woman he was sleeping with first.
因为我认为呢，他能够最好先做的一件事呢，就是娶了那一位他跟他一同睡的女人。
Than to talk about Ellen White or JAMA.
来谈论比这更重要的呢，先做好了才来谈论这个怀艾伦或者是这个医学杂志。
God will never give you new light.
上帝不会给你新的亮光。
Until you obey the light you already have.
除非你去执行或者是去行出来你所已经拥有的样光。
The third thing I learned from Heidi and Corey.
第三件我从 Heidi 和 Corey 学习到的教训。
Is when they received the book.
当他们得到了那本书之后。
Did they just read it by themselves?
他们是不是自己一个人读呢?
No, they shared it right away.
没有呢,他们立刻就跟别人分享了。
Now the reason why Heidi had to share it is because she was six and mom had to help her with the big words.
Heidi 呢她要跟人家分享呢是因为她必须跟人分享是因为呢她只有六岁而她的妈妈呢必须要帮忙她去理解那些很比较深奥的字眼。
Luke chapter 6 verse 38.
路加福音第六章三十八节。
Give and it shall be given to you.
你们要给人就必有给你们的。
Good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
并且用十柱的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流地，倒在你们怀里。因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
This is the one thing that many of us forget about understanding God's one truth.
这就是我们很多人忘记了一件事，怎样能够了解上帝的真理。
As we go home after a conference like this,
就是我们在这个聚会之后呢，回到家里去。
And the fire dies out.
然后这个火种呢，就慢慢的消灭了。
And the reason why that happens is because we don't share it.
那会有这样的事情发生，是因为我们没有跟别人分享。
Many of my friends have come to me with questions.
很多我的朋友都来向我发问。
And they say, Tim, I've read God's word.
他们就告诉我 ，Tim， 我已经读了上帝的话。
And I'm afraid.
我就有点害怕。
I'm afraid that I'm lost.
我感到害怕，害怕我会沉沦。
I've got this problem and this problem and the other problem and all these problems.
因为我有这个问题，那个问题，有很多的问题。
And you know what I share with them?
你知道我怎样跟他们分享吗？
I share this quote.
我就告诉他们这句话。
Those who thus devote themselves to unselfish effort for the good of others are most surely working out their own salvation.
那些这样献出自己为别人的益处而努力的人，其实正在更确实地做成他们自己得救的功夫。
The only way you can truly understand God's truth.
唯一的让你能够真正明白上帝真理的办法
is to take your focus off yourself.
就是把你的目光转离你自己。
It's not about you.
不是有关于你。
It's about God.
而是有关于上帝。
It's not about making yourself happy.
不是让你自己得到快乐。
It's about making others happy.
而是使到别人快乐。
And I learned that from two children.
我从这两个小孩的身上学习到这一点。
And I pray that when you learn what you're gaining here at the camp meeting, that you will go home and share it.
我的祷告是当你在这个营会里面学习到一些新的事物，那么你回去能够跟其他的人分享。
Because that's the way it's going to grow in your life.
因为这就是使到你能够成长的方法。
And really, that's the only way that God can save you.
这也是上帝唯一能够拯救你的办法。
Now, the last thing I'm going to share is why does God use children?
最后一件我要跟大家分享的是，就是为什么上帝使用孩子。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 25 through 29.
在哥林多前书第一章第二十五到二十五第二十五到二十九节。
Why does using children, why is that so impressive to you and I?
那么上帝使用孩童为什么对我们来说是这么令人感动呢?
Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men.
因为神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。
If you were to take the entire world,
如果你能拿整个地球，
and you were to shrink it down to the size of your hand,
然后把它缩小成为你手中的这么一个这样的一个大小，
and you were to take your hand and you were to run it over Mount Everest and Death Valley, the highest point on the earth and the lowest point on the earth.
然后你把你的手呢，就摸到这个地上最高峰和最低点。
Do you know what you would feel as you would rub over those two areas?
当你的手这样子触摸的时候，你有怎么样的感觉？你知道吗？
Would it hurt your finger maybe?
或许你的手指会有一些痛。
Did you know at that size you wouldn't feel anything?
你知道吗？这样子这么样的大小啊，就是这么手掌的大小呢，你根本不会感觉到什么。
And that's what this verse is saying.
这就是这一节经文所说的。
The mightiest saint on earth.
这地上呢，最好的一个人或圣徒。
And the weakest sinner.
和最软弱的一个罪人。
Are all equal before God's eyes.
在上帝的眼中都是平等的。
We are all so small compared to him.
对他来说，跟他比较上来说，我们是那么的渺小。
The saint and the sinner alike are both dependent on Jesus Christ for everything.
圣徒和罪人都必须要依赖上帝。
And when you read this verse,
当你读这节经文，
and I'll just let you read it.
我让大家来读这节经文。
You can go ahead.
二十六节，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按这肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多。神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，唯要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在上帝面前一个也不能自夸。
The reason why God uses children is very simple.
上帝使用孩童的原因非常的简单。
Dr. Pippin and I.
皮皮博士和我
are the two speakers here for this retreat.
是在这次营会的主讲人。
And I know many of you have been very blessed by what we have presented.
而且我知道呢，在座的各位很多人得到了福气。
But you know what the temptation is?
可是你知道我们所面临的试探是什么呢？
Is you think, wow, I've been so blessed.
你会感觉到说我得到了这么多的福气。
And you think, wow, it's because Dr. Pippin studied at Andrews University.
可能你会认为说是因为毕宾博士呢，他是在安德鲁大学念书的。
Well, you have to remember, Tim does have his MD and his master's, you know.
而且你知道吗 ，Tim 呢，他也是个医生，而且呢还有硕士的博位，
You are tempted to think that our success comes from our intelligence.
可能呢，你会被引诱来认为我们的成功是因为我们的智慧。
That our success comes from our degrees.
我们的成功是因为从我们的学位而来的。
But I'm telling you right now, we are just the same as you.
可是现在我要告诉你的就是我跟你是没有两样。
We are sinners in need of grace.
我们都是罪人，需要上帝恩典的罪人。
And everything we have learned, we have gotten from one person alone.
我们每一样所学到的都是从一个地方来的，一个人来的，一个神来的。
But why is it that you cry when you see 6-year-old and a 9-year-old?
可是当你看见这六岁的孩童和九岁的孩童，为什么你会流泪呢？
Because when you look into their eyes,
因为你看进他们的眼睛里，
and you see that they don't want a toy,
你会看见他们不想要一个洋娃娃，
they don't want a doll,
不想个洋，不要一个洋娃娃或者是玩具，
they don't want a game,
他们也不要电子游戏机，
when you see that all they want is God's word,
他们，你看见他们唯一想要的就是上帝的话。
The only conclusion you make is that that is God.
唯一你能够做出的结论就是这是来自上帝的。
Because they're not educated.
因为他们没有受教育。
They're children.
他们是小孩。
The reason why God uses children.
上帝使用孩童的原因。
Is because only He gets the glory.
因为这样一来，只有他能够得到荣耀。
Because you know that kids aren't like that.
你知道吗？小孩都是这样的。
The conclusion you make is that it's only God's Holy Spirit.
你能够做出这样的结论，唯有上帝的圣灵才能够这样子运行。
But I can tell you that I am just as dependent on Jesus Christ as little Heidi is.
我要告诉大家的是，我就好像 Heidi 这样一样的是要依赖上帝。
In fact, Heidi is a lot closer to the kingdom of God than I am.
其实呢，海蒂比我 离上帝的国度还更接近。
God can teach you more in one moment. How many moments? One moment. By His Holy Spirit, then you could learn from the great men of the earth.
上帝借着他的圣灵，在一刹那间，能够教导你超过你从地上任何一个伟人所能学习到的更多。这是在给《传道人真言》119面英文本。
Now I want you to know that I consider Dr. Pippin a great man.
我要告诉大家的是，我觉得批评博士是个伟大的人。
But the reason he is great,
可是他伟大的原因
is because he takes a low place before the greatest of them all.
因为呢，他在最高至高者的面前呢，所做的是个低微的地位。
But God can teach you more in just one moment.
上帝可以在一刹那间让你学习到更多。
By His Holy Spirit,
借着他的圣灵。
And you could learn from all the great men of the earth.
比你能够从世上所有的伟人所学习到的更多。
When I was a child, I enjoyed climbing.
当我还是个小孩的时候，我很喜欢去爬山。
How many people like to climb?
多少人喜欢爬山呢？
When I was young, I would climb everything.
他不止爬山，他爬任何的东西。
All the trees in my backyard, I would climb.
在我后院里，所有的树都让我爬过了。
I would climb all the rocks.
爬所有的岩石。
One time,
有一次
my mom was in her bedroom.
我妈妈就在睡房里。
And I hung down off the roof and I said, "Hi, mom."
然后我就从屋顶上掉下来。
Oh, what are you doing up there? You come down right now. Oh no, don't come down, don't come down.
我就跟妈妈打了个招呼，妈妈说你在那边，你再掉下来，掉下来。
But one thing I like doing is when I walk with my father, I would take his hand.
可是我很喜欢的一件事就是我跟我父亲一同行走的时候我就会牵着他手。
And have any of you ever seen a sidewalk that has a wall beside it?
你知道吗有一些行人道呢旁边有一个比较高的石墩。
And the wall starts low.
这开始的时候呢这个墙这个旁边的墙是比
较矮
的。And
my dad would walk here and I would go on the wall.
然后呢我父亲就走在这个路上可是我就走在这个石墩上。
And the wall would get higher.
然后这是越来越高
and higher,
然后这越来越高
and higher,
越来越高
and higher,
更高
until I'm about 6 feet off the ground.
然后呢我就距离地上大概有6尺那么远
and at the end of the sidewalk, the wall drops off.
然后在最后呢人行道的结尾的时候呢整个旁边的那个石头不见了
Now at the end of the sidewalk, what do you think my dad would say?
你想呢到这个人行道结束的时候我父亲会怎么说呢
What do you say?
他怎么说
Jump, of course.
他说跳下来
So I would jump into the air.
然后我就跳到空中
And my dad would catch me.
我的父亲呢就会抓住我
Now pay close attention.
你要细心的听接下来的
As I got older,
当我年纪越来越大
I still like to climb.
我还是很爱去爬这些东西
I still would walk on the walls.
也喜欢走在这个墙上
Now when I got to the end of the wall,
当我走到那个墙结束的地方
and I was older,
我年纪比较大了
and my dad said jump,
我的父亲说跳下来
what do you think I did instead?
你说我怎么做呢
do you think I jumped?
你说我跳了下来吗
I climbed down the wall myself
我就自己一个人的爬下来了
now do you think I climbed down the wall because my dad couldn't catch me?
你说我会爬下来是因为我的父亲他不能够抱住我吗
I was about 8, 9 when I started climbing down the wall.
当我开始爬下墙的时候，我不过是8、9岁。
Do you think my dad couldn't catch me at that age?
你想我的父亲在我这样的年纪抱不住我吗
？What do you think?
你说呢
？Sure, he could still catch me.
当然他也能够抱得住我。
He's a big guy.
因为他是个很大只的人。
So why did I climb down the wall?
可是你说为什么我爬下那道墙呢
？Why didn't I keep jumping into my father's arms?
为什么我不？继续地跳进我父亲的手背中呢
It's very simple.
非常的简单
It's not that my father couldn't catch me.
并不是因为我的父亲抱不住我了
It's because I had developed more confidence in what I could do instead of what my father could do.
因为呢我对于自己所能做的建立了比较大的信心超越了我对于父亲所能做的
And that, my friends, is the reason why we are lost.
各位朋友，这就是为什么我们会沦丧的原因。
And that is why children are saved.
这就是为什么小孩他们得救的原因。
Because a child trusts its father.
因为一个小孩他信任他的父亲。
And what daddy can do.
父亲所能做的事。
As we grow older,
当我们长大了
we think we are smarter.
我们觉得我们比较聪明了。
And we trust in who?
我们就开始信任谁了呢?
Ourselves.
就信任自己了。
And that is why we are lost.
这就是为什么我们沉沦。
If you forget everything I have shared with you today,
如果今天你忘了我所有跟你分享的一切,
remember this one truth.
要记得这唯一的真理。
In order to understand God's word,
要理解上帝的话,
you must become like a little child.
你必须要变成好像一个小孩。
You must remember the lessons of Heidi and Corey.
你要记得 Heidi 和 Corey 给我们的教训。
You must remember to focus on God's word alone.
我们必须要记得把目光集中在上帝的话上面。
When God sends you light, you must act on it.
当上帝向你发出了亮光，你就必须要去实行出来。
And when you learn new truth,
当你学习到新的真理，
you must share it.
你要与别人分享。
But most of all,
而最重要的，
you must remember.That in order to understand what God is saying to you,
你要记得当你要理解上帝对你所说的话,
you must have the humility of a little child.
你必须要拥有好像小孩一样的谦卑。
Matthew 18:3.
马太福音第十八章第三节。
Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not.Enter into the kingdom of heaven.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。
Because you see, the thing that enables you to understand God's truth.
要了解上帝的真理。
Becoming like a little child.
我们要好像一个小孩。
Is the very same thing that enables God to save you.
就是上帝要拯救你的那个方法。
The one key that unlocks God's truth,
这唯一的钥匙能够打开上帝的真理,
is the same key that will unlock the kingdom of heaven for you.
也就是同样的一把钥匙能够为你打开天国的门。
Let us kneel for prayer.
让我们一起跪下来祷告。
Loving Father in heaven,
爱我们的天上的父,
thank you so much for teaching me your truth through Heidi and Corey.
谢谢你借着海莉和 Corey 教导我有关于您的真理。
Lord, forgive me that I did not love your truth like they did.
主啊，求你原谅我没有像他们那样爱你的真理。
But help me to become like a little child.
求你帮助我能够变成好像一个小孩。
Help me to depend less on myself and more upon you.
能够信任你更多而信任自己少。
And I pray that you would bless dear Heidi and Corey wherever they may be right now.
也求你在这个时候赐福给 Heidi 和 Corey, 不管他们在世界的哪一个地方。
Continue to open their minds to your word.
继续打开他们的心，使到他们了解你的话。
As they grow and develop in you.
他们继续的成长，在你里面成长。
Lord, I pray that their lesson will never be forgotten.
我的祷告是祈求你帮助我们，使我们不至于忘记他们给我们的功课。
I know that the lesson they have taught me will always burn as fire in my heart.
我知道他们所教导我的教训呢，会永远在我的心里燃烧。
And I pray that every person here.
我祷告祈求你使到这里的每一个人
will open your word
能够打开您的话
as a little child
好像一个小孩子这样
and say to you God
而且呢
teach me
求你教导我
help me to understand your will
并且说能够求你帮助我理解你的话
I only want to know the truth
我只要明白真理
so that I may do it
好让我能够去实行
and so that I may share it
好让我能够去与人分享。
Lord, give us that humility of a little child.
求主您给我们这好像小孩一样的谦卑。
That one thing that will unlock your word to us.
这唯一的一件事能够把你的话打开。
And may that same childlike faith
这好像小孩一样的信心
someday unlock the kingdom of heaven to every one of us.
能够在有一天为我们打开天上的门
This is my prayer in Jesus' name.
这是我奉耶稣的名祷告
Amen.
此节目由聚享媒体为您精心呈现。若想收听更多节目，请您浏览 www.loudvoicemedia.com。